This is Free Talk Live. It is the Friday edition of the show. We kick off hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And we're talking about the 10 things that supermarkets won't tell you. And we're over halfway through the list at this point, but we've yet to hear from anybody tonight who actually has worked in a supermarket, somebody who's been behind the scenes. Maybe you can tell us some of the tricks of the trade, the inside secrets, maybe the 11th thing, the thing that we won't get to, because this list is only 10 long. And the number again, 1-800-259-9231.
Have you either worked in a supermarket that's gross, and you want to tell us some stories about that, or maybe you just worked in any sort of retail business, and you have, you know, inside tips of the tricks of the trade, or horrible customer customer service experience.
Sure.
In other words, either side of that equation.
And something I specifically want to hear about, especially if somebody from the business can call in, is we've heard from Burger King, McDonald's employees that there are internal audits that go on. There are internal supervisors that'll come in and check out the business for cleanliness, that sort of thing. Because, again, they want to keep their customers healthy and coming back to buy more food.
It also depends. That's not necessarily always a corporate thing. That's sometimes a franchise thing.
It could very well be. Either
way, certain franchise owners are cleaner. I'll tell you this because I worked at Subway for a good amount of time.
Okay.
And I worked at Connecticut. I worked at a Subway when I was much younger than I worked when I was in college again. And the Subway that I worked at in Connecticut was filthy.
Really?
It was just gross.
And was it corporate or franchise?
I don't really know. I think it was a franchise. But doesn't matter because a franchise has different owners. I worked at a chain of Subways here in Florida, and the chain that I worked at were owned by some people named the Holmans, and it was actually Holman Subs. They have their own little company that owns a bunch of Subways.
Got it.
And there, they had inspections probably every 2 weeks. The stores were really clean.
Were they always surprised?
Yeah, pretty much, for the most part. I think maybe there was maybe an hour's notice.
And the reason why is that they want to protect their clients so they keep coming back to buy more food. I mean, if you eat somewhere and you get sick afterwards, you're going to say, I'm not coming back there.
Right.
And you may never set foot in that store again. It's not going to matter to you if you call up the business and they say, well, we'll give you a free sub. That's not going to make, that's not a good enough make good. So I want to hear if there's internal checks like that in the business, or are a lot of grocery stores just relying on the federal government or the state governments to come in and inspect, in which case that's not good because it's not really doing much to protect us.
Obviously, since number six is federal guidelines, who cares? I mean, they don't. They're just relying on those inspectors, and that's it. They're not coming up with their own system.
So I think that if we were to get the federal government and the local state governments out of the health inspection business, we may actually have cleaner stores. Through competition, we may have better environments to purchase our products.
Sure. Companies that would certify grocery stores would be competing for the business of the grocery stores that they would be certifying. So, therefore, they would keep at top of mind the local managers, top of mind cleanliness for them. Essentially, they would all be constantly saying, well, our certification certifies da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Sure, and plus they could compete on price as well, because one of the other things that this article suggested was because cleaning costs money, you know, managers want to cut it back. They want to cut it back, cut costs. Well, if we had third-party certifications, they'd be competing to be the cheapest and the best. And so, therefore, that would be one way for a business to cut costs.
Also, companies that specialize in cleaning could certify and do the cleaning.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's certainly a possibility, too. This store cleaned by Ian's Cleaning Service.
Yeah.
Okay, so should I recap just the first few here?
Not necessary. They can go and listen to the archives.
Absolutely. All right, so moving along, it says here, we were talking about the federal guidelines, who cares one. They were talking about them using old codes and whatnot. Well, it says, even if local laws reflect high standards, they're not always enforced. Most states require annual inspections, but that's often not taken seriously, says LaFrate. In a lot of states, inspections are generated only on a consumer complaint basis.
Wait a minute. You mean the bureaucrats in the health department aren't even taking their own rules and regulations seriously? You mean they'd just rather sit around and collect a paycheck all year long than actually go out, leave the office, and do an inspection? That's what you're telling me?
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's how it is. They don't care. They're just bureaucrats. They don't care because their paycheck is not dependent on whether or not they show up to do the inspection.
I'm afraid that's true.
1-800-259-9231. Well, you really want the government to be keeping you safe?
Moving on, fresh. Number seven is fresh is a relative term. What do some supermarkets do if the steaks don't sell fast enough and start to look a little grungy? Grind it up into hamburger meat. If the chicken is past its sell-by date, slap a new label on it. Surprise! Yeah. Except for regulations about baby food and infant formula, there are no federal laws mandating product dating. In most states, a retailer may sell...
Can you imagine that we actually have product dating, and we don't have laws to cover that?
Why aren't we all dying?
How come we're not all dead from spoiled milk and, disgusting chicken? This is written by a Democrat.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I wanted to bring it in. I wanted us to trash it.
There's been some good information.
There's good information, but,
this sort of complaining, this whiny attitude of, federal laws. We must need them. And that the suggestion is that we need federal laws. They're not actually coming out and saying that, but the suggestion is that that's what we need.
Well, it's also, I also wanted to bring this in because it's, a lot of times, this sort of government mentality will come wrapped in good information like this. And so, therefore, it's the inclination is to believe that all the information is correct when that's not the case, really. For example, the Save the Internet website, where they talk about net neutrality. Most of the stuff that they say on that website, not really all that true. Just an example of where they wrap good information in a philosophy that is so-so.
Well, some of the good information here, and I don't think the guy that's written the article realizes it, is he just told us that the government doesn't actually do the inspections that they're supposed to do. He just told us how inefficient
exactly.
and how stupid the government is, but yet in the next paragraph he's whining because there aren't enough government rules. Look, it doesn't matter how much you beg and plead and cajole the government, they're not going to all of a sudden become efficient and good at what they're supposed to do because you ask them to. They don't care, and they're going to continue to not care.
Right, and he goes on to even say, in most states, a retailer may legally sell foods beyond the date on the package as long as the product can be considered unspoiled and safe to eat. Even repackaging is legal. The FDA does the FDA does requires, that's how it's written, the FDA does require that if dates are provided, they can be accompanied by an explanatory phrase, but those phrases won't reveal much about the true state of the kielbasa in your cart. A sell-by date simply tells the store how long to display the product, while a best-if-used-by date can suggest when the product will lose its peak flavor or quality.
Mm-hmm.
Only an expiration date can be used by the supermarket as an indicator of whether the food is still safe to eat. Not only
So look at the phraseology
right.
next to the date is what he's
right.
saying. Then.
Not that you're likely to find one. In the majority of states, no type of freshness dating on food is required at all. And that's a good thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, let the chains figure out what to how to put out their products. Let them make those decisions based on consumer input and their business model. I have no problem with this.
Not at all. Okay.
And as you pointed out, Mark, nobody's keeling over because of it.
Exactly. Number eight, we like to play head games. Shoppers who stick to a prepared shopping list are few and far between, and they're also the supermarket's worst enemy. How do supermarkets capitalize on your tendency to stray? They play soft music in the aisles, inducing you to relax and spend, says Richard Rausch, a professor of marketing of the Long Island University who consults for supermarket chains.
I found that Whitney Houston really makes me want to fill up a shopping cart.
Some stores, he adds, even use special mood-enhancing lighting that filters out higher frequencies in the visible light spectrum. It produces only relaxing colors, such as blues and purples, which reduce the rate at which your eyes blink. It slows your pace and gets your mind to slow down, says Roush. Using lighting to create an atmosphere is not an unusual tactic.
Sure.
But most of the larger, more sophisticated stores use it.
And this is it's also going on in other retail establishments as well. And that's okay. Hey, whatever it takes to get people to put a few more items in that cart. 1-800-259-9231. It's kind of like in radio when we tell you that coming up, we're going to have more supermarket secrets to get you to hang through the break. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000. Are you going to talk about liberty? Or are you going to start living it today? Learn how the First 1000 pledge can make it happen at thefreestateproject.org. Excuse me, at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Messed that up, didn't I?
You messed it up last night.
The Free State Project website.
This is the new one.
It's a bad copy. They sent it to us, and so you can always rewrite it if you'd like. 800-259-9231. Okay,
jump
that's
right
the number.
That.
We're talking about the 10 things that your supermarket won't tell you. And this is something that applies to everybody. I like an issue that applies everywhere, because everybody has been inside a supermarket, everybody has gone through the shopping experience, and maybe you just didn't know how it was that, well, you weren't getting the best value, or things weren't quite as they appeared. We're on number 8 of the 10, and Johnson, where did we leave off?
Okay, well, they were talking about using special, you know, music, soft music to get people to relax and spend, using special mood-enhancing lighting that filters out high frequencies so all the colors are muted, and people's rate of blinking slows down.
They want you to relax.
Yeah, so that your whole pace slows down, and, you know, you're looking and buying. Well, that bakery smells good, doesn't it? There's a reason why those ovens are always on full blast.
Mm.
Studies show that the smell of baking bread drives people bonkers, says Jane. The scent drives up sales all over the store. We haven't encountered these things, said Todd Holtquist, a spokesman for the Food Marketing Institute, a retail association. Retailers want to offer the best value, quality, and selection. That's what drives up sales, he says.
I guess it makes sense that scent kind of could get, if you haven't eaten all day and you smell a really good scent, it kind of gets your stomach churning, right? You really want to get some food in your stomach, so therefore maybe you're more likely to start grabbing other items off the shelf.
Yep.
Because it is, I don't know if they mentioned this here, but it's always a bad idea to go food shopping on an empty stomach. Just a bad idea.
Because unless you plan on having lots of stuff just sitting in your cabinet for a while.
Yeah, exactly. Because then you're going to be buying more on impulse, more because you feel like you'd like to eat that product right now, as opposed to sticking to your list, which, as this article pointed out earlier, is the enemy. You know, a shopping list and adherence to that shopping list is the enemy of a food store.
It's also a good way to get fat.
You mean impulse buying?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up.
Our product offerings are rigged. So your local supermarket stopped carrying your favorite brand of potato chips? Don't assume it was discontinued. More likely, the manufacturer refused to fork over its slotting fee, a payment to the supermarket in return for shelf space. Many manufacturers gladly pay such fees to score shelf space at eye level, where the products are more likely to attract attention. But other kinds of slotting fees stifle competition, hurt consumers, and hold smaller manufacturers over a barrel. Among the worst pay-to-stay fees, regular payments the manufacturer makes if he wants to sell goods in the store. According to Raunch, the supermarkets make more than half their profits from such fees.
Wow.
Wow,
that
shocks even me. It's an issue that many small manufacturers quietly accept for fear of angering the powerful supermarket chains.
I'd like to say, he claims that that's anti-competitive, but it's not. It's just that the other guys have been around longer, they have more muscle to throw around, they have more money, and you can't expect, I mean, we're Free Talk Live, right? We're a little show produced in Sarasota, Florida. We've managed to get on 15 stations nationwide. That's good. But we're also up against, we're doing this out of a third bedroom in, you know, the back of my house, connecting to a network and getting up on a satellite. Whereas Rush Limbaugh, these other guys have multi-million-dollar studios.
He does his, by the way, in a bedroom in his house, just to be clear.
But he also does have a multi-million-dollar studio in New York as well.
I mean,
he's got premier radio networks behind him with huge advertising budgets. I mean, if you go to the industry shows, you see big banners the size of walls with these people's faces on them, huge promotional budgets. We don't have any of that. And I can't expect for a radio station to, you know, to plug us in their primary locations during their day simply because we're out there. I mean, we don't, it's competition. They've been there longer. They're more established. We've got to start from the bottom. So it'd be the same thing if we were distributing potato chips. You know, you've got that potato chip aisle. They pay premium dollar to have their chips at eye level. And we wouldn't be able to just run into the game and say, well, we demand to be put on eye level with all these other chips because our chips are just as tasty.
Listen to this. This is absolutely amazing. Okay, so I said there that it's an issue that many small manufacturers quietly accept for fear of angering the powerful supermarket chains. Well, at a 1999 Senate Small Business Committee hearing on the issue, some small manufacturers testified with hoods and voice scramblers to conceal their identity.
Wow.
Slotting fee profits are passed to consumers as lower prices, insists Holtquist. But Nicholas Pyle, vice president of the Independent Bakers Association, says those fees force bakeries to increase wholesale prices, which cancels out in-store savings. Otherwise, he says, they couldn't survive.
So I'm a little confused on that last part. Can you run by that one?
Okay. He says slotting fees are passed to consumers at lower prices.
Okay.
He says Holtquist. But Nicholas Pyle, vice president of the Independent Bakers Association, says those fees force bakeries to increase wholesale prices.
The slotting fees force bakeries to increase
grocery wholesale stores
fees.
Say that we don't have to charge as much for potato chips because we get this slotting fee.
Right.
Potato chip manufacturers say, yes, well, we have to charge more for potato chips to the grocery store because of the slotting fee.
Right.
So essentially the slotting fee washes.
I still don't understand. Why is it that the bakery has to charge more because of the slotting fee?
Because they have to pay it. And
right.
If companies don't make a profit, then they shouldn't exist.
In other words,
they pay the slotting fee to the grocery store for the slot.
Right. So they make it up by raising their wholesale prices.
It's a typical Democrat mistake to assume that fees come from magic, from pixies and gnomes and fairy dust, and that those fees are just going to come out of nowhere.
So you're saying the fees are pointless then?
In other words, those fees are always going to get paid by the customer, no matter what. If you make the bakers pay a fee to the grocery store in order to get a slotting fee, that fee's going to get passed on to the customer. If they don't pay a fee to the grocery store, then the grocery store is going to raise the price. It doesn't matter. Somehow that's coming out of the customer. Just, you know. Yeah.
So it's kind of an antiquated system, then, that really isn't effective. But it does manage to get their products eye level, though. They are getting what they want out of it. So it does, obviously, it does have some effect. Let's go to the phones here. Fred in Montana, you're on listening on KGEZ. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, barcodes. You left out the main thing, barcodes.
That's the next one.
What about it, Fred?
Before they came up with barcodes, everything in the grocery stores was marked with a price.
Right.
So when you got to the cashier, and if the cashier made a mistake, you could look at the product and say, no, that didn't cost that much money.
Yeah, now you have
now
to
you
remember.
Now you have barcodes. Now you're forced to memorize
Fred,
every
have you been in,
price
have you,
in your shopping cart.
Have you been in the business, or are you just a good consumer?
I'm a good consumer.
Good deal, man. Call us back sometime with some more tips. We appreciate hearing from you, Fred.
This next one's going to blow your mind about the barcodes.
Right, more details on barcodes on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. The 10 things your supermarket just isn't telling you. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, you don't look well.
I took your advice about the spoonful of sugar. It didn't give me the energy you said it would.
Spoonful of sugar, right. That's an embarrassing pastime. I'm a changed woman, Tom. I found the products at opcpure.com to be exceptional. They're all natural, energy-giving supplements, restore your body's health, and keeps you going without groggy side effects.
Spoonful of opcpure.com, huh?
Ooh, I love the sound of that. Just a spoonful of opcpure.com helps the energy go up. Pure, unadulterated, raw energy. Go for it.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. If you have experience in the food business, specifically the grocery store business, we're talking about the 10 things that your supermarket isn't telling you. In fact, we've been almost all the way through the list. We're almost done with it. So if you've missed the top 9 things, you're going to have to listen to the archives at freetalklive.com. You can also chime in about whatever's on your mind, of course. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And on our site, you'll find archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. Go grab them up for free at freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, we are on 10 of 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. I pre-sold this right before we went out there about the barcodes. Well, number 10 is our scanners are a scam. While supermarkets were among the first stores to adopt scanners, many stores still can't use them right. A 1998 FTC study of supermarket scanners systems found that roughly a fourth failed to earn a passing grade, and a few chains overcharged customers on more than 1 out of 12 items. The most common errors are made...
Hold on. That statement's a little misleading. If more than several stores, whatever, overcharge people on 1 out of 12 items, that doesn't mean that they didn't undercharge them out of 1 out of 12 items,
That's
too.
True.
Right.
It doesn't give a comparable.
Right, but does
it
matter?
And it's not the scanner's
yes.
fault. It's human. That's human error. I mean, it's somebody not entering in a sale price or entering in the wrong price into the database. That's all it is. It's not the machine's
right.
fault.
Well, here's what it says. It says that the most common errors are made on sale items, says Jerry Butler, a field supervisor with the North Carolina Department of Agriculture Standards Division. Usually, more store management just neglects to enter the price into the scanner system. Tim Duffy says that jotting down prices and watching the register can pay off more than you think. Over the course of 1 year, he patronized California supermarkets that give customers an item for free if the scanner rings up the wrong price. By the year's end, he says, he took home more than $4,000 in free food, which he donated to charity.
It's an example of how the market has dealt with this. I mean, when scanners and barcodes came out, first of all, the reason why this came out was for inventory management purposes.
Right, it's easier.
It just makes more sense. It keeps costs down because you don't have to pay some monkey to jump around the store and relabel all of the items whenever you want to run a sale or when you want to adjust a price.
Or counting things and knowing how many you need. Human error inside that, it's a big deal.
Right, so it makes it easier to move the products through, it makes it easier to adjust the prices, but on the negative side, if somebody makes a mistake, when the product gets to the register, it's going to ring up wrong. So the market has responded by having those free item policies. So if you're paying attention, as the guy who wrote that article suggesting, if you're paying attention and you know what the shelf price is on each item, then and you bring it up at that time, you get a free item or $3 off or something like
that. The other thing that a lot of people don't take advantage of is store matching programs. They have
matching prices, yeah.
Right. Different grocery stores especially have a thing where if you find a product at a lower price and you can bring in like a circular or something from a newspaper, they'll match that price.
That's all over the place, and most people don't take advantage
of it. Yeah, that's another thing that my friend that I mentioned earlier, he takes advantage of, and that was a big part of how he saved ridiculous amounts of money.
That's a smart move because sometimes you'll get, for instance, in the mail, I'll get 3 different circulars all on the same day, and they're all advertising, you know, different prices.
If you do it right, you can just pick out the items that you want and just go to any store.
Yeah, exactly correct. And I honestly don't do that often enough, and so that's a great suggestion on how to save some money.
Well, to me, it seems like, you know, saving a few cents here and a few cents there is kind of like having a part-time job. You've got to look through these circulars, you've got to be educated.
Well, if you're doing the shopping to begin with, you're already looking through the circulars to see what's on sale to help make up your shopping list. You're not somebody that does that, so obviously it seems like more work for you, but if you're already spending the time looking at the circulars, take the other two with you to the store and ask for a price match.
Hey, and if you're a fairly wealthy person, you're spending your time doing other things, chances are good that at some point in your life you'll have an assistant. You hand that task to them.
And it might pay for it. I mean, the time might pay for itself with the amount of money that you could save. And if you get a really good deal and you don't have to go to 2 or 3 stores to go and get those deals, because what I've done in the past is I've gone from one store to the next to get those deals when I should have just been doing what Johnson suggested and getting the same deals at each store with a price matching deal. All right, there you go. There's your 10 things your supermarkets are doing behind the scenes that you're not aware of. If you know of thing number 11 or 12, we want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, coming up, we've got the space program to talk about. But first, we go to the phones. Ladies first, Roxana, calling from Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnson, and Mark. Hello, Roxana.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
I was just talking about immigration and visas, because now I'm in the process for renewing a visa to enter to the U.S. to be able to work here. And I just think it's insane and really bureaucratic, the process, because it takes like 3 or 6 months just to update the visa, and it depends on the requirements. And it takes you like, you need to pay like more than $3,000.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me understand this. You already have a visa, and now you want to update it?
Yeah. And it depends the type of visa, because you have like different types of visa, and it's really tricky, so you need to go in on the online and read a lot of that stuff, because it's really complex, though.
$3,000?
Yeah, like H-1, if you want to work for 3 years, be able to work in U.S. for 3 years, it's like you need to pay $3,000. Plus, the lawyer fee. So
I knew that there were fees involved. I had no idea that they were $1,000 per year on these. I mean, that's highway robbery. That is a scam.
No, I want to clarify. It's not per year. It's like H-1 visa, for example, is extended for 3 years. And
I
so
see, it's
for
the type of visa. Okay.
It depends on the type of visa. But for that visa in particular, you need to pay like $3,000 plus, of course, a lawyer's fee.
So what is it? What's the H-1 visa? I mean, what is that? How does that differ from some of the other visas out there?
Okay. Well, you have TM visa, which is a NAFTA visa. It's a one-year visa, and it's just extended to Canadians or Mexicans who wants who has a schooling and wants to work like an engineer or accountant.
Nurse. And what was that visa called again?
TM visa.
TM visa?
Yes.
And what does that cost?
That, I think, is like, that is the cheapest one, actually.
Sure it is.
It's $200 or $500 plus a lawyer fee, of course.
Gosh. And the lawyer fees are what, another couple hundred bucks?
I think mine charged me like more than $1,000.
Outrageous. And, of course, all the money just goes into the visa processing bureaucracy to fatten the pockets of the bureaucrats.
I think what happened is that, you know, that poem, the Emma Lazarus poem on the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah.
I think what happened is the government got confused. Instead, you know, the poem says that they want us to be sent, you know, send me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses.
Right.
I think what the government did is they read that, and being kind of an evil entity, they kind of interpreted it. They said, send us people, and we'll turn them into tired, poor, huddled masses.
Wow. So right now, are you in Mexico as we speak, Roxana?
No. I just moved recently to Peoria right now. But I'm in the process to renew the visa, so...
Right, so now I can see why it is that so many people will just let their visas expire and stay here. I mean, why not just take a chance, let the visa expire, work under the table, rather than shelling out $3,000 for another update?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And
$3,000 is just a fee for the bureaucrats. Then you have to pay the lawyer another $1,000 or $1,500 on top of that.
God.
I don't want to take that kind of hit.
And really, I mean, what kind of job can you be working here in the States? I mean, $3,000, if you're making $20,000 a year, minus taxes, minus the fee, you got nothing left to live on. That's amazing to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of the ones that are lucky because I have a engineer position, right? So, but people who are coming to get a job that is not like, it will pay you enough money to pay all that fees.
It's not economically feasible for them. Outrageous. Yes. Roxana, thank you for calling in. Did you have anything else on your mind?
No, I just want to mention, like, I remember one of the program's language was saying that if the bureaucrats just translate the paperwork in English, they will be more work. But I think not. I mean, you should be able to have
Essentially, you're saying if we're going to have people coming here from other countries and we're going to be allowing them in, then we should certainly have some paperwork in their languages to fill out. Hey, thank you for the call, Roxana. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. More on the way, 800-259-9231, the space situation. There's a launch coming up, and they're not so sure about it. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It works great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that everything on our site is totally free. What do we ask in return? Well, that you vote for the show. Now, if you're listening live, there's no point in going to vote at this point because it's the very end of the month. We're about ready to switch over into a new month, and when the new month comes about, when it becomes July, the voting totals will reset over at Podcast Alley, and that's when we're going to need you to vote. So I'll send out an update as soon as it's time for you to go and vote for the show, and then you'll just have to simply take a minute out of your time to go to vote.freetalklive.com.
The beginning of the month is when it's most important, so if you're around, if you're awake at midnight tonight, or you're up at all tomorrow, Saturday is going to be the day where it's important.
Definitely check your email. And if you're not on the updates list, in fact, if you were on the updates list, you need to check your email to make sure you can get on the new updates list. We've shifted it over to Google Groups, and you're going to have to respond to an invite that we've sent out to all of our former Yahoo group members. So there's a bit of a shifting process going on here. So if you were on the updates list, make sure you're on it again. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. To take care of that. So you'll be if you're on the updates list, you'll get the voting notice a little bit later tonight as the voting totals reset. And that's the way that you can help us pay for the website. Again, we give you everything for free. All we ask is a vote in return. Vote.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. To Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, guys. I guess I should call myself Dave from New Hampshire today because I'm actually south of the border.
Uh-huh.
But I have a thought that with regard to the way Free Staters are interacting with their current and former opponents inside New Hampshire.
Okay. When you say opponents, what do you mean?
I mean political opponents, people who didn't like the idea that New Hampshire was picked by the Free State Project, mostly
like,
Democrats.
Yeah, big government people. Okay.
Yeah. But what's interesting to see happening, especially over the last few weeks, if you look back to 2003, you know, when the state was first picked, we had a group that came out and had a big demonstration against us
That's right.
And some of those people are now registered on their forum, on our forum, and they're doing stuff with us.
Really?
Because they agree with us on a couple of things. Maybe they don't agree with us on everything, but they register in the forum. They say, "Yeah, we're from Democracy from New Hampshire, the Democrat Front Group."
Huh?
And they're starting to work with us. We had a troll for a while, kind of a troll who, you know, had loudly denounced us, you know, when we picked the state and stuff like that.
Now, hold on a second. Johnson, let's get a definition of a troll for those who are uninitiated, like me.
It's an internet term. I don't know it off the top of my head. I just know it's somebody who lurks about on a forum. And
a troll doesn't just lurk. A troll a troll will post incendiary-style posts just for the purposes of stirring it up, just for the purposes of hassling people, that sort of thing, and not, you know, not really necessarily posting in line with what the required postings, you know, the subjects of the forum are.
I'll drop an ad for UrbanDictionary.com, and you can go look up the definition for troll, and you can see kind of user-generated definitions.
All right, so go ahead, Dave.
We've had our share of those, but one of them, he's kind of a borderline troll. Sometimes he's incendiary, sometimes he's not. But we had this incident that you guys talked about, I think, yesterday or the day before in Nashua, New Hampshire, where the police have been abusive with their recording laws.
Yes.
And
they arrested a man for recording the cops on his own property.
So now, like, the guy leading the charge to go after these cops is our troll.
Hmm. He's not a troll. You're talking about Fisher, also
known
as Money
Dollars. Well, you should have seen him a year ago. He was a troll a year ago.
I saw him a year ago. He just has some really... really important opinions to him in his mind about the Free State Project. But I don't think that he's against the pro-freedom movement at all. It's just that he had some disagreements with the way the Free State Project was being run, and he was very vocal about it.
Well, he was right about it. He's a combination. That's why I say he's half a troll. He's sort of a combination between a troll and our conscience. That's the way I look at it.
Very good.
But it's fun to see him in action.
So what else is on
we've had Democrats starting to come to some of our demonstration now, demonstrations. I think it's neat to see how people who are your opponents don't always stay your opponents if you stay on track.
That's good, and I think that over time we're going to have more of this happening, and I think it's amazing that it's already happened with only, 150 people moving into the state as a part of the Free State Project? I mean, we barely scratched the surface on the number of movers, and we're already seeing some of this political gelling, if you will, people coming over to work with us on certain issues. And I think as we start to present the debate more in our terms, and that is, we're for voluntary solutions, you're not. You know, basically pointing out to people that, look, we think that you should have a clean environment. We think that you should have, you know, safe streets. But we think it should all be done on a voluntary basis. Now, what's wrong with that? I think as we start introducing these voluntary ideas into the debate, people are going to realize that maybe they've been on the wrong side of things, and maybe they should join with the libertarian-minded folk.
It happened to me, and look where I am.
There you are. You're in New Hampshire. Well, you're in Massachusetts at the moment. That's because you work down there, right?
Yeah. Also, in terms of the number of activists, something to keep in mind is there really are thought to be only about 2,000 Republican and Democratic operatives in New Hampshire at any one time. And, of course, about a third or maybe half the Republicans are already on our side anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So 150 activists, and almost all of the 150 are very strong activists. That's really a huge number compared to what you might think it would be.
Right, and you're saying there's 2,000 people, but I don't know if that's 2,000 activists, because how many of them are really showing up to do activism? How many of them are doing more than just voting and attending a meeting from time to time?
Well, I think a lot of those they could become active during election season and then not very active during the year, and of course we're active.
They're sort of campaigners as opposed to activists.
Maybe so.
Good point.
But that's the number I've heard bandied about by insiders in the Republican and Democratic Party, about a grand each.
And, of course, election season is coming up. There are a number of free staters that are running for office. So, of course, it's going to be an exciting 2006, I think. Dave, thank you for the call. As always, we appreciate hearing from you, sir. 1-800-259-9231. More about New Hampshire. It's Rob in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, Rob.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, just a simple question. Why New Hampshire? I mean, what is it about that state that makes it a magnet for people who want to be free?
Well, I'm not sure why New Hampshire. I can answer a little bit on this. I'm not sure why New Hampshire was originally became, you know, why they have Live Free or Die on their license plate, or why they originally became freedom-oriented. But from what I know about the Free State Project, is that initially the vote came down to, the Free State Project initially was more of a nebulous concept of having 20,000 people all move to a certain state of the United States. It hadn't been picked.
There was 10 to choose from.
And there were 10 states to choose from based on the population of the state, because obviously it needs to be a lower population state in order for 20,000 people to have an impact. So originally it was more of a nebulous concept, and what was decided was that the vote would happen once the membership reached a quarter of the necessary members.
So 5,000 members.
So 5,000 members.
And
it's, so as a vote, I would have thought, I'm trying to be funny here, that maybe Hawaii would be a good place because it's so separate and apart from the mainland, and yet so beautiful.
The thing is, we don't want to be separate from the mainland, though. We want to set an example.
Hawaii wasn't one of the options. I don't know what the population was is in Hawaii, but it didn't. Apparently, it has more population than was necessary. I believe 1.5 million or less was the requirement, which meant that Alaska was an option. Though I don't think Alaska scored near the top.
No,
near the top of the 10.
It came down to New Hampshire and Wisconsin.
No, it wasn't Wisconsin.
Oh,
it was
Wyoming.
Montana or Wyoming, one or the other.
It was Wyoming.
It was
a W. I knew that.
There are
just one other point. Every time I hear you guys complain about your taxation. I'm thinking as a Canadian, oh my God, you have no idea how good you have it.
How good do we have it?
Well, for example, you guys can deduct your mortgage interest on your home, can't you?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to that stuff.
It's not deductible here. Canada has one of the G8 states, nations rather, we have one of the highest taxation rates. So, it's good to complain, and I think...
Well, then we're just comparing cancers, dude. Oh, that's like saying my cancerous growth is smaller than yours. Really.
Well, I know, but you have to look at things in perspective.
No, I don't, because just because other countries out there are more tyrannical when it comes to taxes doesn't mean that I should keep my mouth shut here in America about them.
No, I know you shouldn't keep your mouth shut, but I'm just saying that a little perspective is that, it's good to complain, it's good to make an issue, but... You have to stop and realize that just north of the border, they've got it much worse, that's all.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you guys. You guys have nationalized health care. You've got the shoddy universal health care system where the government pays for health care, which is bad news. Although I have heard that Canadians have a little bit more property rights than the United States does. So there's just, there's still a few things that you have on us.
Yeah, and the other thing that you need to consider, is that New Hampshire borders Canada.
Nice.
So
it may
come down to may be some Canadians that are influenced by.
I'll tell you, you got a lot cheaper liquor too.
What, down here in America?
Oh yeah.
Well, New Hampshire opens up its border. You never know.
Yeah. So make your way to New Hampshire, and then we'll set that state free, and then everybody else will be complaining about their taxes, and we'll be happy for once. Hopefully, thanks for calling.
Thanks so much.
We appreciate hearing from you. Hour number 3 is on the way. Still, we have to talk about NASA, the shuttle launch. It's prepared for this weekend, but are they ready? We'll explore. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Create.